from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Hi, this is Hayden Wisniewski, and I stand for my mom because I saw how hard cancer can hit her.
Donate now by texting the phrase Cure 24 to 41444. That's Cure 24 to 41444.
Okay, this is, I mean, this, the nighttime crowd is really giving me a burst here because we're 12 hours in, and this is obviously heavy, heavy stuff, but I'm just loving these personal stories and the calls. Thank you all so much for being with us, and I mean, the donations, we are at, where are we at right now? I'm going to get you as up to date as I can. We are at 352,000 plus. That is amazing. 100% going to cancer research. Text CURE24 to 41444, CubsForACure.com. We also have some good incentives here. This 1500 should fly because we've got five $300 donations here, two tickets to a Cubs game next year. Not going to be club seats, but these are good seats. Two tickets to a game. And you get a $100 gift card to Mordecai. So that's like dinner and or drinks and food, or drinks and food after pregame, whatever the case may be. So you get a $100 gift card, two good seats to a game, $300. You're coming out ahead on that deal. Mutually agreed upon Cubs game next year. So just text right now, because these can be done online. We got five pairs of them. This should fly. Cure 24 to 41444, CubsForACure.com. Tax deductible, 100% goes to cancer research, and you get two good seats to a Cubs game plus a $100 gift card to make it a whole day experience in Wrigley Field. So make those donations right now. The next five $300 donations at CubsForACure.com, CURE24-41444, or 773-388-8270. You will get the two tickets to the game and the $100 gift card. Calling in right now, Pat Finn, Chicago royalty. Oh yeah, that's right. I'm giving you royalty.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm giving you royalty. Man, I mean, listen, Second City, you've been in everything, improv legend, the whole thing. Thank you so much for wanting to be a part of this. How you doing?
No, I think it's outstanding. Everything you're doing, man, it's so huge, and I'm kind of newly into the world of cancer, so I've really been kind of brought into a world that I didn't know that much about it, other than people have been affected and whatnot. But yeah, I listen to you guys all the time, you and Speaks and Mulligan Hall and all that, and it's funny, you leave Chicago and out here, you know, every playoff game, every Bear game, every Chicagoan that's out in LA, we all get together and go crazy, and You just can't get out. You were here, but our hearts are in Chicago. So yeah, and hats off to what you're doing. So cool.
Well, thank you. How is cancer come into your life, if you don't mind sharing?
No, I mean, I obviously have had friends that have lost their battle. I have a dear friend that's right now fighting like crazy. I remember, like, you had talked earlier about how cool it is at the World Series that people hold those signs. And, you know, I was always like, oh, I could put so-and-so and so-and-so, and it hits you. But I was recently diagnosed about a year and a half ago with bladder cancer.
Oh, wow.
And I haven't really been public about it, but I've found that I've been able to help people that have been brought into a similar scenario to what I have been brought into. So to be able to help them and give a leg up or help or advice, that's been huge, as people did for me. And if I can be, I always like to do graphic, but for me, it was where there was blood in my urine. And I kind of was like, oh, I'm dehydrated. So I drank a ton of water and it went away. And I only say this because I know you guys had Eddie Olchek on. And I thought that was so cool when he was talking about his journey and his everything. And it didn't resonate with me until what happened to me. And I was like, wow, I have that same potential to maybe help one person out there who hears it. And I came back. I called my doctor. We did tests. Negative. Great. And then it came back a little stronger, and it was positive. Something's up. So they go in, kind of scope everything, and they're like, hey, man, we got something going on. And I was like, okay, cool. And I thought it was pretty nothing. And it turned out to be a tumor on my bladder, and that's when, you know, things got heavy. And I taught one of my best friends, Mike Flanagan, from, you know, they're a Faith Hope family in Winnetka, up by you or me too. By the way, new career in Loyola. I love it.
No, but
in high school, it was like, I won't even talk to somebody. And now we're like sick as thieves talking about something and helping people. And I love it.
Oh, man.
But yeah, so his cousin is Chris Coogan, who's the head of urology at Rush downtown Chicago. And I talked to him for like an hour. And just try to find options. What do I have to do? And as a somebody with cancer, you're like, what's an out? How do I? What's the trick? What's the loophole? Like, do I drink pickle juice? Like, what's the one thing that's going to cure it? And no, and you do, man. It's kind of crazy. And I talked to doctors all over the place, and it just so happens that here in L.A., like one of the number one surgeons for bladder cancer is Dr. Danishman, who's at USC Tech. And I had a brother and sister go to Notre Dame, so that was a problem. You know, my dad's like, don't wear a Notre Dame shirt or a hat. but it was, it's something I wouldn't wish upon anybody, but I feel incredibly lucky. And that I've been able to help people is lucky as well. So if anybody hears this, and because the doctor was like, there's guys that are so stubborn, they wait 5 or 6 years. And
oh,
it's like,
wow.
Dude, this spreads quick. It's super aggressive. And I didn't know bladder cancer existed, you know, a year and a half ago. So, but it's a party that nobody wants to be at, but we are.
And, yeah, it's a club. It's a club no one wants to be a part of. But then when you're in the club, totally. you can find comfort and positive. It's awful, but it also isn't hard to find positivity when you're in the club because of how inspiring people are with their stories.
Totally. Yes. I went to Marquette in Milwaukee, and our youngest son goes there, and we went up for National Marquette Day. And we had four tickets, and my son's like, hey, is there an extra seat down there? And Marquette had given me the seat. It was really nice of them. And this woman came in with three people, and there was a seat next to her that was open, and she had a kerchief on her head. And I was like, is there any way, you know, is this seat taken? She goes, no, it's my husband. He's not going to make it. He's got work. And I said, oh, okay, my son wanted to use it. Oh, my gosh, bring him down. So we brought him down. And then I turned, and I said, I'm with you in the battle, because I'm in it as well. And I still remember the like the handshake that we had. And that wasn't even a handshake. It was just two hands holding each other, trying to give each other strength. And it was like, it's beautiful in a way because it's just human. And what you're doing to help people is just, and you're like a superhuman. So hats off again. No, really, man. It's really cool. It's really, it's impressive. And I think that the community's lucky to have the help of what you guys are doing.
Well, Pat, thank you so much, man. That means a lot. And thank you for sharing your story.
Cool.
And I know you haven't been too public with that. So it helps. It helps.
Oh, no, thank you. And it's funny, like you know, from somebody I was checking in with a lot, Bonnie Hunt's a dear friend of mine. You know Bonnie Hunt.
Yeah, of course. Big Cubs fan.
Yes. Well, no, that's the crazy thing. Out here, the Ricketts have a skybox for all of us. So it's like, you know, Bonnie Hunt, Belushi, George Wendt is, I've converted him into a Cub fan, but I also, you know, he's a Sox fan, and so we kind of don't dislike each other's team, which is great. He's the godfather to our youngest son. But the Ricketts have a big thing, and all the Chicago people go, Bob Newhart, God rest his soul, and Bonnie. But Bonnie was an oncology nurse.
Yeah.
At Northwestern, which is wild. So she had great advice. So it was really, like you said, it's a club. But it's weird. It's almost like if you're out here in LA and you tell somebody from Chicago, you're almost like welcome into the fold of their fold. And cancer's kind of similar. You know what I mean? We've been through the Chicago winters. We've been through, you know, tough seasons sports wise. But we're all in the same boat in a weird way. So
Pat Finn, thank you for calling in and telling your story,
man. Of course. No, I appreciate you guys. I enjoy it. I ran into you at Joe Madden's thing and Spieg's work with Mike Coleman, a buddy of mine. So
yeah,
you guys are kind of a tether to us here in LA for the Chicago-ness. So I appreciate that.
That's so cool to hear. And, you know, if I find my way out to LA, we'll get together. And yeah, man, thank you so much for this. This is it's very cool of you to call in. Thank you.
No, man, very cool what you're doing. So best of luck. We've already donated, my wife and I. And
Wow. Thank
love
you.
What you guys are doing. Yeah, no, she's Springfield, so, you know.
There we go.
Keep it going.
We're over 354,000, 354 right now. So we're going to raise $1 million this weekend. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
That's awesome. Man, that's great. Well, we're watching you get your nephew on Saturday for the game.
Yeah. Thank you.
How cool is that?
Oh, my God. I didn't know that was going to happen until yesterday.
It's really
so cool. I'm so touched, man. Oh, it's such amazing.
And Council's catching.
Yeah.
You said.
Yep. Yeah. So for anyone who doesn't know, my brother Brad, childhood best friends and high school best friends with Craig Council from Whitefish Bay, and the Cubs offered me the first pitch because of this radiothon yesterday. And my nephew is flying in from the East Coast. He just went off to college for his freshman year. He's flying back for the game. And I was like, well, can my nephew do it? They're like, oh, that's a much better idea. So I'm going to be on the field with my nephew. He's going to throw to Council in honor of his dad. His mom's flying in. His sister's flying in. My sister, my mom, all of our significant others are going to be there. So we're all going to be standing for my brother Brad while my nephew Jack throws out the first pitch at this game. It's going to be an incredible moment. It really is, Pat.
Oh, man, I got goosebumps. That's so cool.
Yeah.
What a beautiful thing, man. I love it.
Thank you so much for calling, Pat. Seriously.
You got it, buddy. You take care, and hopefully we hook up soon.
Let's do it. That's Pat right. Finn. Thank you, Pat. That's Pat Finn, legendary improv guy. I mean, this guy was at Marquette with Chris Farley, Second City. He was on Curb, Your Enthusiasm, and 100 other credits. Seinfeld, Friends. I mean, that guy's been everywhere. The 5 sets of tickets all sold. Beautiful. God, we still got people donating big. I mean, it's everything we line up. We have to save some stuff for morning drive here, people. Molly and Hall are going to be upset if we just give away everything in the overnights. You guys are running through everything that we have. So that's amazing. All right, let's take a few calls here before we replay Ryan Sandberg. Dennis has been waiting patiently. Dennis in Prospect Heights is on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. You get to follow Pat Finn. That's pretty awesome, Dennis. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I appreciate everything, Danny. Good luck with everything. I think my story intertwines with you and Chuck. It's my mom, My mom's been gone 27 years. I was driving home. She battled the C word. I grew up listening to Chuck down the dial, up and down the dial throughout the thing. My mom would have a little radio on. And, you know, when you hear those words of the C word and she's diagnosed with it, it immediately hits you. And you hear 6 months to 6 years. And unfortunately, she was gone in 6 months. I literally just drove by where she's she's been buried. It's not too far from where Harry Carey's at. She was a big Cub fan, and what you're doing and with the Cubs. I appreciate that. That was her thing. I've already donated once. I'm going to donate again.
Oh, wow.
I had another good friend who passed away. I could say, unfortunately, his favorite team was on the other side of town, or those that were against the Cubs, but he battled through it all the way as well. And I think the caller before that and everyone else saying through it, it affects your lives. If you haven't been in it, once you get in it, it's always there. And the third one that I want to touch base on, and it probably touch circles and twines with you and everything that you're doing here tonight and for the 24 hours, I have an angel. And she passed away at 3 years old. She had neuroblastoma.
Ugh.
And I do St. Baldrick's every year. I don't have much hair these days, but I get out there. I do it right when the baseball season starts. I shave my head. I go out there. Been doing it for 12 years. We've raised $12,000 for St. Baldrick's and that event. And similar events, things that you're doing here with Brain Up and everything. It's great what you're doing, getting the awareness out there and really you taking this charge with the help of the Cubs and everyone else at the score. Truly remarkable what you're doing, Danny. I really appreciate that.
Dennis, man, I'm so sorry for your loss. That's as brutal as it gets. 3 years old, man. We've obviously had some personal stories. Our own Connor O'Donnell losing his precious Liliana. At 4 years old, it was the single saddest thing I've ever seen. So our thoughts are with you, man. Thank you for sharing and calling in.
And I'm gonna spread that word out, like you said. I've been texting some friends to do it. I'm going to get on the email tomorrow and say, hey, I was on the score last night. Let's get it going so I help you get to your goal. Good luck with everything, not only tonight, but on your future endeavors, wherever they may take you, Danny. And Chuck, growing up with Chuck was always – remarkable. My mom turned the little radio, and I think he even jumped on the FM dial there for a while, and I would listen to him on the FM as a kid.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's pretty powerful stuff. We're over 356,000 and counting. You know, Cure 24 is what you text to 41444, CubsForACure.com. Let's just keep it going. Let's keep this momentum going.
You know what, Danny? Let me just say this. Every day is a legacy day. I don't believe in entitlement at all. Every day, you got to grind it, okay? What is your legacy? I'll tell you what your legacy is. You could have all the accolades in the world. You can be the greatest sports talk host ever in the city of Chicago, going on to fame, fortune, everything. But you know what? That's not going to define you. What's going to define you is what you're doing right now. What you're doing right now is you're touching the lives and you're making an impact in the lives of people you don't even know.
Well, you are too. Thank you.
Seriously.
Thank you.
I mean, and people who know people are going to be impacted by the money that you are raising for to beat this area of cancer, that area of cancer. Hearing all these stories, not one story is the same. Think about that. You have tons of calls. You've had tons of calls since you started this morning at 10. Not one story is similar from the next to the next to the next. Everyone has a journey, and that journey and that story comes back with the commonality of saying, hey, I want to tell you about my mom. I want to tell you about my son, my daughter. I want you to talk about the coach I had. And that is your legacy, Danny.
Wow.
It's not about where you're going to from here or what you've accomplished here as a sports talk show host. That's fleeting. It really is.
I don't know. I was pretty right about the Bears drafting Caleb Williams.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm just letting you know.
The Bears are going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, just letting you know. It's pretty
saying,
spot on.
You know
but
what?
Go ahead.
When you look in the mirror at the end of the day and you see what you are accomplishing to help families, to help children in need, to help that aunt, that uncle, that grandparent, that mom, that dad. To me, that's what it's all about.
Thank you, Chuck. Listen, I'm trying to just channel grief into something positive in honor of my brother, Brad. It really is that simple. Yeah, thank you very much for saying that. It's very, very kind of you. Let's keep the donations going. We'll keep taking your calls. I mean, it's made national news. It was an iconic moment that none of us knew was going to come. You have to hear this if you haven't. Ryan Sandberg. Next on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Score.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
This is Lisa Fielding from News Radio WBBM. I stand up for my former colleague and friend Eric Brown, who lost his fight with colon cancer in 2014.
Donate now by texting the phrase CURE24 to 41444. That's CURE24 to 41444.
That's how you donate. Those Cubs tickets are gone. We got more incentives to come. Got a lot more planned, especially in morning drive, but some incredible stories still to come that you do not want to miss. Text CURE24 to 41444, CubsForACure.com. But this is the moment that's making national news. I want to see a lot of $23 donations coming in. That DoorDash driver who donated $23, amazing. $123, $2,300, $22.30, whatever you can do, text CURE24 to 41444. Our conversation with the Hall of Famer, the man with the statue, who made the big announcement earlier today that none of us knew was happening, Ryan Sandberg. But Rhino, thank you for being in studio, sir.
Hey, great to be here. No doubt about it.
So we're raising money. 100% of the dollars here are for cancer research. And you so bravely shared your story publicly with prostate cancer. We can get into any of the details about the experience, but why did you decide to be public about it?
Well, it didn't take me long to think about it with my family and came to the conclusion that I wanted to be out and about. I wanted to have a normal lifestyle for the amount of time that it was going to take with the treatments. And I was not going to be at the Cubs convention. I was going to be at spring training. So rather than have fan speculation or my friends or family or neighbors or anybody that I'd run into wondering, you know, what was going on, a little loss of hair, whatever might happen, I wanted to get out there right away and make the comment and the announcement that I did on Instagram. And I think it was the smartest thing that I did. What I received back from that was just being comfortable in public, having everybody know what I was going through. And the feedback was incredible right from the get-go. And I'm telling you, waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning and just looking at some comments on Instagram early on, and then it's continued till today, the medicine that I got from that. And then I circled early on in the calendar that I wanted to throw out the first pitch. I didn't know that I'd be able to or not. Neuropathy of the feet, my feet not feeling the ground, some double vision, some heavy ringing in the ears, some uncomfortable symptoms, which, you know what, I went out there and threw out the first pitch and all that went away. And so to attend games in April and May and up till now to even early on going through chemo to be there at Wrigley Field, be shown on the big screen, give a wave and have everybody cheer, you know, that took all those symptoms away for that moment that I was there. And then leaving Wrigley Field always felt so good, as if I had the best medicine possible. And so that all came from that. And I've done my best to for also awareness for men for prostate cancer, going through my journey to early testing, early detection is so big with modern medicine today. And then some of the symptoms and some of the things that that is possible to go through, just to share that with anybody that might be going through this. That was the other goal.
It's pretty amazing when you have something like that happen. And it seems like you truly believe, and you took the fact that people were giving all of this love to you, and it had less to do with you being the Hall of Fame player. It was for Ryan, the person, that people were showing you love and grace. How did that make you feel that people did give that way to you?
I think I learned that right away through that process. It wasn't about getting a base hit, fielding a ground ball, turning double play, being a Cub. It was about being a person. And I mean, it just took it to a whole nother level of act of kindness and somebody going through this. So not only did I get an education on the whole medical side of it and what you go through and all that, but the need for somebody going through this to have support, even if it's one person in their life, but it's so important. I could not have gone through it by myself, no doubt about it. There's too much to it. There's thoughts that creep into your head, but to have positivity around you, have everybody on board, have the whole family on board, neighbors, friends, Cubs fans. I had social posts on social media from Mets fans and Cardinals fans, the big rivals, saying, we were a fan of yours, but this is different. This is, you're a Hall of Famer now, but you're going through something that you need support. They were reaching out and making comments, you know, didn't like you as a player, but, you know, I'm pulling for you and prayers and thoughts with you. That it was huge. And so, that's the other part of it. People do need support that's going through this. I was given that support. I still feel it today. And so it's, talk about learning and having an appreciation for somebody going through this and with cancer, any type of cancer. I've learned that firsthand the last 8 months.
So prostate cancer is the leading cancer diagnosis among men. Second most common cancer diagnosis overall. In 2024, there will be an estimated 35,000 plus people who die from prostate cancer in the United States. These factors are facts from the National Cancer Institute. How does it change you, the diagnosis?
Well, first of all, I have a huge appreciation for the fundraising and people that have provided for the medical research to get where modern medicine is today. I think I've been told 20 years ago, if I'd have been in this, it'd been a whole different scenario for me. So the fact that there's a money being raised today, as you know, and it happened 20 years ago, basically I would say it has saved my life to this point. So going forward, what they could even advance it to with money raised as we go forward, it could be incredible. So I've learned that. I've learned appreciation for life, for people, for everybody that I see on a daily basis. To have strangers walk by me and say, "Love you, Rhino," and I say love back to them. I would have, you know, I wasn't like that at all, and that never happened to me. But something like this really has brought people And the people and the people's support has been such a big thing that I've learned and appreciated, along with the little things in life of having appreciation, being out in nature and taking walks. I have a bird feeder. I watch the birds every morning with a cup of coffee. That's like a big deal to me, and I appreciate that. I appreciate dinners with friends, sitting down and not just going through the motions of, oh, I'm going out to dinner with these friends or family or whoever, but really appreciation, having appreciation for that time being with family and friends and people. That's off the charts. So, you know, I just look at things much differently in a much more loving way and kindness. And that's what I've received. So that's now what I feel like I'm giving out.
What is the message you have for everybody who's done a little bit, whether it said hi to you at the grocery store, or said something positive on Instagram, or even was in the crowd cheering on you and you've been at Wrigley, or also, by the way, has observed your statue and was there to support you for that?
Yeah, you know what? I mentioned it in my speech. I said every fan that has reached out to me that hasn't reached out to me but has said a prayer for me or send some thoughts or thought about me or whatever, I said, I can't thank you enough. There's no way that I could thank you the way that I would like to thank you. And so that's how big that is.
Ryan Sandberg is in studio. Let's get some donations going in Rhino's honor here. Text CURE24 to 41444. Let's move some of those meet and greets with star players on the Cubs. That's, Ian Happ and Michael Bush and Justin Steele and PCA, Nico Horner, Shota Imanaga. You can call up 773-388-8270. And we just have two more four packs, if you want to be in the booth with Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer. Four tickets to a game, watch them call an inning, and then you get the picture taken with the Hall of Famer as well. Where are we at in treatment? How much radiation? You know, where are we at going forward?
I'm glad you asked. I'd like to make an announcement right here. First and foremost, 7:40. Just a second.
Take your time.
It's 7:45 this morning. Had my last treatment. All good.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations.
11:30, met my oncologist. He said the tests are great. Cancer undetected, very manageable going forward, and that's the next plan, and just found that out 2 hours ago.
Wow.
So what a coincidence with this going on.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Thank you. I mean, first of all, thank you so much for sharing that with us, and I mean, I can't even imagine that feeling.
Take all the time you need. That is a wonderful thing.
No, it's incredible. The doctors, the nurses, like I said, the support. It's been quite the journey, but it's all come to a good conclusion here. So, tears of joy are happening.
Tears of joy, indeed. How you've mentioned your family, like, and seeing you with your family as the statue is unveiled, you're out there throwing out the first pitch. What they sacrificed? What has it meant to you?
It's a game changer for everybody around you, for my family, relatives, neighbors. And the family is, you know what? They rose to the occasion right away, because after my first three chemo treatments, which were just getting started, got the news of what I had. It was everything was new and fresh. The one thing that I would say was, with modern medicine and talking to my oncologist early on, his optimism with modern medicine went a long way with me. It was like, okay, when do we get started? And so that was huge. The uncertainty was taken to a lower level, very comfortable, and I was very comfortable with that. But when Margaret and myself walked in to our house after those first three sessions, home for the first time, they were all there at the house. And there's 22 of us. And we spent a whole weekend together, and
just told them what was going on. It was all positive. This is what's happening. And they just took it on from that moment up until now. And of course, they know about today, but I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet. Because I just came from Northwestern. It was right over. This was all very convenient, by the way.
Yeah. Well, when they said that we're going
to
move,
5 minutes to get here. So
they're like, Rhino's got to move the time until a little later because he's got a doctor's appointment. I was like, yeah, we'll do that for the Hall of Famer.
Yeah, so
yeah, no problem. And this is amazing news. I mean, if that doesn't get you to donate to research,
yes.
What a prostate cancer diagnosis, like you said, what that was and what that meant 20 years ago to today, the improvement of science.
Mm-hmm.
And now today, Ryan Sandberg is cancer free.
Right. So continue with that. You know, we're gonna have a date on the calendar within a month where the family, we're going to all celebrate as well, because we've all been through this from day one, which was a little bit different. It was in a circle. Talking about what was going on, everybody holding hands, to now 8 months later, you know, having a celebration barbecue or dinner. So, and the family's been through all of it, and they spread it out to their friends. They've heard it through their friends, and you know, some live in Los Angeles, Indiana, and their neighbors and friends have always all been included in this as well. So it just kind of spreads. It affects one person, it spreads. It affects a lot of people. But I can't say enough about what the doctors have to work with and the medicine. And I know that it's in all the hospitals. It's available to anybody. Early detection is huge. That makes a big difference. So just staying on top of it. And
get your blood work.
Get your blood work.
Get your physicals.
Absolutely.
And stay on schedule.
And yeah. Stay on schedule. Yeah, stay on schedule for sure. You know, it just turned into... It changed my whole calendar from when the diagnosis. My whole calendar changed to almost going back to my playing days and looking at the game schedule in front of me. Now this was my new game schedule, and that's kind of the way that was my mindset about this. Is okay. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to take the medicine. We're going to have the appointments. We're going to stay on top of it. I'm going to eat a little bit better. I'm going to do some things on my own that I can do, and take some walks and take care of myself. But let the modern medicine do its thing as well. And it was like being a player all over again with that being the new calendar. And it changes. You know, Margaret's by my side day one all the way through. She kept track of the medicine and the appointments and all that. That's why I'm saying about having someone going through this, having the support and having somebody else. There's a lot that goes into this, and it's for the person that's hearing that. And then, you know, I had a little chemo brain fog and things, and short-term memory loss. I had that. So to keep track of appointments, medicine, people need help with that.
Ryan Sandberg's cancer free. I mean, $23 donation. In honor of Rhino's jersey,
you know, I like that.
A thousand, so maybe get $123 donations. Let's get $1,023 donation. Make a donation somewhere with 23 in it right now, and we'll know that you're doing it because you just heard for the first time publicly Ryan Sandberg say that he's cancer free.
Did you get to ring the bell?
I did this morning.
What was that like?
Amazing. It was amazing. I got pictures. Well, you'll see it on, it'll go out on Instagram this afternoon. So I wanted to do this first and make that announcement and then show some pictures and things. It was incredible. I would say that I thought about it and dreamt about it quite a long time ago, not knowing what that would be like, but that's kind of a finishing line. And it was awesome. And all the nurses were around. You know, I got to know the nurses and the people that are there and the caretakers. You get to know them like family. And
I'm glad that you brought up that point because, you know, I've had a couple of stints in the hospital, and I always think that we don't talk enough about what nurses do because they're frontline. Like you see your doctor, but the nurses are the ones where you're having a rough day. They're the ones that will help you. They're the ones that will sometimes literally pick you up out of a mm-hmm. bed and help you get to the bathroom or back to your bed. So you thanking them, I think, is really important. It's very powerful because they, you know, they're not out here making big money. Most of the people who are in nursing are doing it because they want to take care of people.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a good group of nurses, it is it's amazing what it can do for you. And they wear all of that stuff. You know, all the stuff that's happening to their patients, they wear it in a way that's different. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like tearing up thinking about how happy they were to see you walk down and ring that bell.
No doubt. No doubt. And I mean, almost like extended family.
Right.
No question. No question. The job they do. And Chicago has some of the best. No question about it. And they're spread all over Chicago and the different hospitals here. But yeah, I can't do without them either.
It sounds like you had a new team and a new goal.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the season.
Well, I've had several teams. My family was my team. My wife, Margaret, team captain all the way through. Her life's changed. But yeah, a team there, a team around the neighborhood, around the community. That was a team. A team at Wrigley Field once again with the fans and everybody. Got really good support from the players when I went down and saw them for the first time. It wasn't at spring training. I didn't get to meet them all like I normally would have. But in April, the first pitch, and then my early visits to Wrigley Field in April, got to meet the players and to see them and their support. It's been nonstop. It really has. And what can I say? You know, today's here, and it's all helped. That's what I can say. It's all helped, no doubt.
Well, thank you for sharing the great news here on The Score, Rhino.
Hey, wouldn't want any other way. This is pretty awesome.
Amazing. Pretty amazing. I mean, yes. If that doesn't get you, let's move some big ticket items. Go to Myrtle Beach. Say you're doing it because Ryan Sandberg's cancer free. Go throw out the first pitch at Wrigley.
He wants you to celebrate that he's cancer free.
Say it's because Ryan Sandberg's cancer free. 773-388-8270. There are $3,000 meet and greets available. There's $2,000 in the booth with Pat and Ron during a game available. There's $10,000 suites available. $15,000 suite available. Let's move a big ticket item in honor of Ryan Sandberg, the Hall of Famer, being cancer free. If you want to donate 23 cents, 23 bucks, $123 in honor of Rhino, do that as well. We'll see you Saturday at Cubs for a Cure. Wrigley?
I'll be there.
It's the big event. Cannot wait.
Can't wait.
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
thanks,
Rhino.
Guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. The Cubs for a Cure Radiothon rolls on right after this. That was an amazing moment. Truly an iconic moment with Ryan Sandberg. We're so thrilled. Just one little correction. Those meet and greets have gone. That was from earlier in the day. The first pitch is still available, though. And the suite is still available. So if you want to do that, if we move that $15,000 suite overnight, that would be epic. 773-388-8270. And we added a booth visit to that suite. So you'd get 15 people, 15 grand, food, booze, dessert cart, 100% goes to cancer research, mutually agreed upon game, and then four people can go into the booth and meet Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer. 773-388-8270. But Ryan Sandberg announcing that he's cancer-free is pretty insane.
And a bar tab with Shane and Tanny as well.
Oh, and a bar tab with Shane and Tanny.
After the game.
Okay, that's pretty good. Man, I might have to fly back for that. Let's make that a weekend game. So yeah, there we go. 773-388-8270. If that moves overnight, that would be a truly incredible thing. We're over 360 grand, though. Pretty amazing. So this momentum is going. We've got people who want to call in and tell their cancer story. We will do so. Text CURE24 to 41444. Let's get some $23 donations in there for Rhino, okay? Let's get some $23 donations in there for Rhino in celebration of him being cancer free. Cubs for the Cure Radiothon on the Score.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Hi, this is Julian Merriweather, and I stand for my dad, James Merriweather, because cancer's taken way too many of us.
Donate now by texting the phrase CURE24 to 41444. That's CURE24 to 41444.
Hey, this is what it's all about. Just giving what you can. Guy on Twitter, Brent Gavin, just tweeted 5 minutes ago.
My dad passed away in 2001 from lung cancer. I applaud your efforts with the Radiothon. Hope this will help find a cure for all cancers. I donated today but didn't mention who it was for. I donated $23.23 after hearing Rhino's story. Robert Gavin was my father's name. Beautiful. That's beautiful. That's amazing. Everything helps. It's the person who donated $15,000 earlier. Obviously amazing, incredibly generous. Our friends at Jeffrey Lamort Salons and Russ Armstrong, the Chicago window guy, and David Hochberg for $5,000 in his suite. Midwest Refrigeration went big. Our guy Joe Flam at Rosemary. Four Corners, Highline and Benchmark and Rinaldi's, all those great restaurants. Coming in hot. I mean, Derek Stevens out at Circa, Aetna, and CVS. The dollar-for-dollar matches have been amazing. We have more of those still to come. A bunch of people, Chuck, want to talk to us on the line. So we're going to take some more calls. Sure. People are going to tell their cancer stories on the other side. And then Mark Grody comes in an hour, and we'll see how he can be inappropriate during this Radiothon. So that's exciting. It is the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on The Score.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Hi, this is Julian Merriweather, and I stand for my dad, James Merriweather, because cancer's taken way too many of us.
Donate now by texting the phrase CURE24 to 41444. That's CURE24 to 41444.
Hey, this is what it's all about. Just giving what you can. Guy on Twitter, Brent Gavin, just tweeted 5 minutes ago. My dad passed away in 2001 from lung cancer. I applaud your efforts with the Radiothon. Hope this will help find a cure for all cancers. I donated today but didn't mention who it was for. I donated $23.23 after hearing Rhino's story. Robert Gavin was my father's name. Beautiful. That's beautiful. That's amazing. Everything helps. It's the person who donated $15,000 earlier. Obviously amazing. Incredibly generous. Our friends at Jeffrey Lamort Salons and Russ Armstrong, the Chicago window guy, and David Hochberg for $5,000 in his suite. Midwest Refrigeration went big. Our guy Joe Flam at Rosemary. Four Corners, Highline and Benchmark and Rinaldi's, all those great restaurants. Coming in hot. I mean, Derek Stevens out at Circa, Aetna, and CVS. The dollar-for-dollar matches have been amazing. We have more of those still to come. A bunch of people, Chuck, want to talk to us on the line. So we're going to take some more calls.
Sure.
People are going to tell their cancer stories on the other side. And then Mark Grody comes in an hour, and we'll see how he can be inappropriate during this radiothon. So that's exciting. It is the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.